We're going to be going to Isaiah 9, but we're not going to hit there just yet. Because I want to share with you, I was away for 3 days with Dr. Bob. And we had a marvelous time down at Gateway. And the Lord was very, very kind to us. And there were several people that were there to, let's say, release into the realm of the Spirit new things. Now, Bob Jones is, I would say, a man probably a little older than I. And at least that's a possibility. I'm not sure how old he is. But several years ago, he passed away. And when he died, it was on August 8th. And he was confronted by the Lord. If you want to go back, you can go back, but you will have to do things my way. And he died on August 8th, 1975. I didn't remember the date, but now you know. Well, how many years ago is that? 32 years ago. Last year, the Lord told him the time was up. Very close at hand. And the next level came that he was given that the door was open, and Paul Keith Davis got the same message on the 21st of June and of this year, that God was going to open things up. And it's really Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. And there was a door open in heaven, a heavenly opening. However, when Bob Jones passed onto the other side, the Lord also showed him that if he obeyed and did what he was supposed to do, that 1 billion youth would come to the Lord within his lifetime. 1 billion youth. Now, that's not a very small number. He says, but the body of Christ has been so focused on the negative that God had to shut him down. And they were shut down many years ago. So now the door is open for favor to restore, and the Lord has actually allowed years of teaching in the body of Christ. And so the body of Christ is learning how to conduct themselves within. But he reminded us of something that was intense, because he says, if you recall, when God came down on the mountain, I believe it's in Exodus, and he literally wanted to have communication with his people. The people said, we don't want you to talk to us. Talk to Moses. In 1975, same thing happened. The people overwhelmingly refused. The apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers that were of the Holy Spirit, that wanted the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be operating in the church, and they said, well, you receive the information from the Holy Spirit. We're not interested. Or they put the Holy Ghost in a cellar outside the church through legalism. And I'm not accusing anybody. You understand? This was an overall statement by the church, the body of Christ. So what happened is, God said, okay, that's what you want, you get what you want. How many know it's 40 years that God changed things with Moses? Same thing happened again. So, 1967, he gave us an incredible amount. I have so much information inside of me, and I just got, I am like the computer, I'm running on slow gears, I've got too much. You know, and I'm not complaining, it's just a lot of things. But God is trying to get the body of Christ to awaken, that there are mighty things about to happen. And one of the things that Bob Jones again responded about, that he saw within the past number of months, I can't remember the numbers, that he actually saw a vision or a dream, I don't know which, but there were 20-foot angels walking in downtown USA on the sidewalks, preparing the youth to come into the kingdom. And he says, we were all done having conferences. He says the next level is now going to be gatherings. Because we're all going to be done conferring information into people. What's the difference between a conference and a gathering? Gather, you share, and you do. At a conference, you sit and you listen. Ah. How many know we're going to be celebrating the Feast of Ingatherings? That's what tabernacles means. Ingatherings. It's the time of taking in what? The harvest. Amen? It's the time of taking in the fruit that other people have prepared, and then they come in. So what God is showing, I believe, is that the ingathering season that we are now about to come into, we need to be ready to do the work. What do you do if you're the farmer and bring in all of the stuff that's out in the fields? Where do you put it? How many know it's called work? Yes. It's a time of labor. It's not a time to sit down and get instructions, is it? So the reality of the changing and the shiftings of the times is a reality. And he says what we really are now getting into is a season that God is going to do some mighty, mighty things. There was another young man there from California named Sean Bolts. And he was shown the same thing as another prophet had seen. And that is a warehouse full of body parts in the heavens. And they're designated to come to the earth. And then they showed us a film of A.A. Allen. How many of you have ever heard of A.A. Allen? And we actually saw A.A. Allen ministering in the 1940s or early 50s. The Latter Rain Revival was shut down by him in Chicago. Not him, I'm sorry. William Brannan shut it down in Chicago. And I have the dates. Anyway, bottom line, we watched this man in a gurney. His wife was standing next to him. He had terminal cancer of the stomach. He was literally just flesh and bone. I mean, there was nothing, no meat on any part of this man. And he could barely speak. He had just been taken out of the hospital and brought to this tent meeting. And that's where they were. And they showed us the film. And here this man of God, who today the church would say he's a fake, he's a useless man or whatever, and been disqualified because of all his bad teachings, blah, 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 began to talk to this man and talk to his wife about the condition of the man. And he couldn't even hold 1 ounce of water. Everything would come up, including blood. And he hadn't had any food at all. There was nothing more they could do for him, basically. And he made the decision that he was going to live. So when the man of God opened up the sheet to look at his feet, he says, oh, he says, I see you got your shoes on. See your vision of your shoes, girl? A man that's dying with cancer does not wear shoes. He said to him, why did you put your shoes on? He says, I've got my suit with me, but I can't or don't have energy to put it on. But I've got my shoes because I'm walking home tonight. So the man had faith to believe for a miracle. And A.A. Allen began to curse this demonic spirit of cancer and infirmity. And the next thing you know, he commanded him to rise. The man came off that gurney and began to drink a quart of milk. Drank the whole thing. His wife had put a straw in it. He took the straw out and he went like this. Kept it, and the celebration continued. And the rest is history. Then they shared about R.W. Shambach. How many have ever heard of R.W. Shambach? Was in a tent meeting with William Brannan, I believe. And a little baby, 4 years old, was born actually hopeless because it had no legs. Oh, excuse me, it had no feet. It had no internal organs or external organs. The blind, it had 26 problems, 26 major problems with it. Totally infirm. Deaf, mute, blind, etc. And as this man of God walked back and forth at that time, R.W. Schambach was the music leader, worship leader in the tent. And this man that was ministering to us went to actually interview R.W. Schambach about this particular incident because it was so awesome. He said there were so many miracles during that time of revival of the latter rain that it was impossible for them to even record how many wheelchair people were actually released from their dying situations, whatever they happened to be. But this little baby was 4 years old, and he began to describe all the details of the mother having the baby, blah, 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 and woman, you are here. And the woman came running towards him and handed him this unbelievable child that had no feet and so on. And then they described the recreation, and they heard the bones cracking, and the whole body was totally restored, including the eyeballs, and the mouth went back into its mouth. The face was restored. Everything about this child was miraculously restored in a matter of seconds while R.W. Schambach was on the stage. Well, like I was telling my friend, I said, R.W. Schambach ministered to me many years ago, and I remember watching a deaf-mute girl of 14 years old who had never spoken a word was delivered in front of my eyes and began to speak for the very first time and began to hear for the very first time in her life. So what am I saying to you? Is it time to get excited? Is it time to really begin to understand that God is on the job? That you're not going to be just sitting on a pew being prepared. Yes, you are being prepared right now. And one other major reality that Bob Jones conferred to us, he says, you know about the law of multiplication. How many know? 1 puts 1,000 to flight. 2 puts how many? Now, Mr. Mathematician, if you took 27 people in harmony with the same thoughts, speaking the same words, with the same heart emotional reality, under God's anointing, he said 27 people can change the whole world because they can actually neutralize every demon in hell because the numbers are that big. So when the church has 27 people in harmony, what's our average, sir?
25 and a half.
Well, we got to have a few more people. 25 and a half is not enough. We need 1.5 people. How many will agree with me? We'll get to 27 soon. Thank you. But you understand where I'm coming from. If we want to stop the works of hell, we need 27 people in harmony. I would have loved to know how many slices were in this bread. But I know it represents families. What are you laughing about? Did you count them? Yes, you have a reputation, Bob. But it's a good reputation. It's a gift that we all, we honor your gift. All right? Because, you know, when we have a board meeting, this guy has got the numbers. I mean, it's awesome. We have no homework to do, Peggy and I. We just listen. He's got all the homework done. Okay? And he'll give us these, well, you heard, we're 25 and a half people average. Okay? So now we know we got 1.5 missing. So we know what to pray for, right? All teasing aside, what I'm saying to you is, it was an awesome time to watch the Lord. It was an awesome time to be refreshed and looking for more. And also the reality of God miraculously putting some people together in harmony will change New England and will change the world. His new wife that shared some things with us was also a mighty gift. The young people were just exciting to watch. The privilege of the orchestra under the anointing of the Lord, which, by the way, Dr. Bob is going to release some new CDs to you, I'm sure, to so we can get a little taste of what, you know, we tasted of. And more to come. So I'd like you to go back now to the scripture that the Lord provided, okay? When he spoke this word to me this morning, it's not a new word, but I believe what he's trying to make us concern ourselves with is, to us a child is born, Isaiah 9. It's really connected to someone that I know. Okay. How many know we have some wonderful friends up in Canada that are very deeply connected to us? Well, they had a dream, and it connects with this, which is kind of neat. And I won't go into the dream, but I will give you the word. Verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. Well, if you had a body part missing, and God was releasing out of the heavenlies that body part back to you, how would you think you would act? Now, I'm thinking of Chuck, and how he would have acted had his leg miraculously grew back. Amen? How many have had a loved one that has passed away way, way too early, and you would have loved to see them resurrected? Thank you. I'll give you one more thing that Bob Jones shared with us yesterday. He had a young man who had cursed himself. How many know you can curse yourself? He had this word coming out of his mouth, I'm no good. There's no way. I'll never be a paramedic. I ain't got the brains. Every time I went to school, I couldn't get good marks. I'm hopeless. I'm hopeless. I'm hopeless. I'll never be what I want to be, and I want to be. So Bob Jones told him about James chapter 3 and James chapter 1 and gave us quite a few scriptures, and it's things that I've taught you before, but he brought it one more level. He began to tell this young man to repent for what he had done to his own body, the child of God. And I've spoken some of these words to you before. You're not going to be cursing yourself or your neighbor with words coming out of your own mouth, because whatever you bind on earth will be bound. And so God's angels cannot come down and deliver you and set you free and get you to graduate from any school that you might need to go to. And it could be a Holy Ghost school. So the same young man, 3 years later, graduated and became a paramedic. So every time the police would call this young man, after Bob had seen him graduate and known of him being on the job, maybe a couple, 3 years, he says, how do you like being a paramedic? Oh, he says, it's wonderful. He says, I have 17 people now that I've raised from the dead. He says, they never get to the hospital. They don't need to. They get totally delivered in the ambulance on the way. You want the job? The same paramedic was called to go to a nursing home because there was a woman that was dying. She was 94 years old. And she died. So the paramedic went, and they brought the body on the way to the funeral home. The paramedic said to the Lord, well, Lord, should I pray for her? She's already with you. She's 94. She, you know, is there, He said, yes. He says, before you leave this parking lot, I want you, that is, he was in the parking lot of the funeral home, of the nursing home. He said, I want you to pray for her, and she will definitely return. So he laid hands on her, and he commanded her to rise, and she did. And he said, madam, can you tell me why? She says, he said that, you know, you're already with the Lord, and you were happy to be there. She says, yeah, but my whole family's here now, and I just never got to say goodbye. So she got out of the ambulance, went and said goodbye to her family, and died. Yeah. I don't know if that's included in the 17 or not. But what I'm trying to tell you is, it says that the laying on of hands is part of our commission from God. Amen? Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In past, he humbled the land and in the past. Say it, in the past. Not in the present. Amen? And it goes on to tell you about that. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles. Well, this was written way before Jesus showed up. And Jesus definitely resurrected quite a few from the dead. True or false? Including himself. Okay? Let's continue. Honor Galilee and the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nations and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as a people rejoice at the harvest. The harvest. Getting on? Notice that it's the shadow of death. And he says, you have enlarged the nations and increased their joy. Well, is that talking about the Jesus that I know, one man, or a company of men and women? Full of the Holy Ghost, totally united. It's the body of Christ. There are different levels of understanding the word. And it is the body of Christ in action that is going to put death on the run. And sickness and disease and pieces and parts of people that are missing can be restored. And it's much better not to lose them, right? Yeah, I know a young lady who could have lost her leg. But God decided, no. Because she had intercessors on her heart. And intercessors carrying her heart. As people rejoice at the harvest of men, as men rejoice with dividing the plunder. For as in the days of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors, every warrior boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning. Will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders. Corporate, Holy Spirit-filled men and women, under the anointing of the Most High God, will be able to what? Listen to the governor, which is Christ Jesus, and his Holy Spirit. And they will definitely have an effect in the earth. And it's ready to happen now. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Woo-hoo. And of the increase of his government of peace, there will be a mighty earthquake, and everybody's going to die, and the stars are going to fall from heaven, and there'll be nothing left on the earth, and oh, it's going to be such a gloomy day. That's not what it says. Of the increase of his government of peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. From that time on, from 2,000 years ago till 2,000 years later, with many thousands more to come. Amen? And the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. It's not you and me that's going to do it. It's the zeal of the Lord that will accomplish this. What am I saying to you? I'm saying to you today that we need to get ready to go to work. Get ready, get ready, get ready to go to work, to do the work of the kingdom. He also pointed out that those 20-foot angels are going to invade the governments, the political systems, the medical systems, and guess what else? The marketplace. Get ready! There's a paradigm shift. What was will be no more. What is about to happen will transform the earth. And he pointed out that it's going to get better in 2008 and for 15, 20 years more. Well, his numbers were 12 and 15 years. That you're going to see such a dramatic inflow that every single one of those great stadiums that are now being used by the sports arenas and all that stuff will be full of God's people celebrating Jesus Christ. So you won't have to go to a ball game, you'll be part of it. You'll get a home run every time when you see somebody's leg restored. And new hips, by the way. New knees. Whatever you need will be there. And that whole big warehouse is just sitting there. What? Dormant. Because people are not believing for it. Why did A.A. Allen was capable of releasing grace to this man of God? Because there was a brand new stomach available. There was a brand new interior of this man to be restored, and he had a full life because they followed up on it. What am I saying to you? It's time to change your heart set. It's time to change your mindsets. Okay? Put your hands over your mind. Say, Lord Jesus, all of these mindsets that I've had that are coming out of darkness and restriction and unbelief, today I break it. And I ask for the mind of Christ to be established inside of me and to really believe that the signs and wonders are not all done. They're about to break loose again. And God's going to use me. And he's going to use many others. And the age level doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how young or old. It matters that they believe. Change me, Lord. I give you full permission. In Jesus' name. One last thing. John Bolt shared that he was exhausted. He is now living in California, and they're forming a small church, and they had people already invited, and they were coming in from a conference, and you know how your body can just be, time-wise, it was all different, and so on and so forth. So he said to his family, I don't know how we're going to do this, but, you know, we're going to just survive. So they all sat down and said, Lord, I haven't got anything. I am just fried. I have no energy left. What do you want us to do? So I don't know how many people were there, but there was a 2-year-old little girl that was in the room. As they joined hands, all the family members in that living room were together, and they began to pray, and the little girl said, I know what to do. Nobody had told her anything. And she began to lay hands on every single individual in the room, and everyone was healed. 2 years old. Limited brains will stop you from receiving. He said there was nothing for us to do. God anointed a 2-year-old to transform this entire church and to make it grow into what they needed. And one lady said, I have had all kinds of prayers from all kinds of church relationships, but this little girl prayed the prayer that I needed the most. She was 2. Full of the Holy Ghost at 2. Ready, Bridget? She's ready. Amen? What do you think is going to happen when the anointing hits her? She'd transform mom and dad. Close your eyes. Father, I thank you now as they get excited about life and the days ahead. And Lord, no matter if we get to be 94, if we got something more to do, we can rise again. And we don't need to wait till 94 to get risen. Because Jesus, the risen one, is already alive in us. So bless them, Father, and give them a heart to intercede for one another. In Jesus' name. Share some hugs.